Going to spend the next few minutes describing the research that we're doing nationwide based out of California Post, we call Peace Officer Standards and Training. And we have a number of different investigations underway relative to law enforcement traffic collisions. And it's very much a work in progress, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about where we are with that. And I have no financial disclosures to report. All right, this slide really is the crux of the issue. And it represents the 50 states in the District of Columbia over the last 13 years. And this will be the 13th year in a row that traffic collisions, and that includes automobiles, motorcycles, and then pedestrian officers struck by vehicles, have been killed as the number one cause of death in the law enforcement industry. So 13 years in a row, traffic collisions. As a note, I gave a presentation similar to this a couple weeks ago in Canada, and the number was at 52. So in the last 2 weeks, we've had another seven line of duty deaths in traffic, so we're at 59 right now, and if the trend continues, this will be the deadliest traffic year in the history of law enforcement in this country. This is a slide that I regret to show, and it might not be as important to this group as to some, but we have, through California Post, we've been trying to make this an issue nationwide, and I know that that many people in the public health sector are very sympathetic to it. However, we have not found that in some other areas where you would expect to get support for addressing a problem like this. And so we have tried to highlight the cost of it as a way to get people to be more concerned. And so this is a very conservative estimate, nearly $500 million. I took 5 years of data right out of the middle of this this last decade. And I say it's a conservative estimate because I've used the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's estimate for the cost of a fatal collision in the general public. And I think, at least anecdotally, we could agree that it's not going to be cheaper for a government official in a government vehicle to pay out the various liability costs, et cetera, associated with that. Plus, in the case of law enforcement officers, you have the Public Safety Officers Benefit Program, which, right or wrong, anytime an officer dies in line of duty, the next of kin receives about $318,000 tax-free. This slide represents the meat of my research, and that's looking at the state-level differences in these law enforcement traffic fatalities. And there's really quite a lot going on here. We have, again, the 50 states plus the District of Columbia, which you can't make out on this map, 2000 through 2009, and there are some stark differences. First, I would draw attention to the good states are the purple ones. So there are four states, North Dakota, New Hampshire, Maine, and Rhode Island, who have not had an officer traffic-related fatality in the last decade. So they have a actuarial rate of zero for their fatality rate for this time period. From there, it goes up quite dramatically. I want to highlight Pennsylvania and South Carolina, excuse me, Pennsylvania and Georgia, two states that are demographically very similar. You have very similar populations overall, very similar law enforcement populations, similar population density, land mass, etc. The rate of officer traffic fatalities in Georgia is two times that of Pennsylvania. And making the same comparison between South Carolina in orange there and Ohio in green, South Carolina is three times the rate of Ohio. And so this begins to beg the question, you know, what's going on and why are there these differences? So then to draw one more of these before we get to why I think this is, if you look at Iowa here in blue and Mississippi down here in red, if you're a law enforcement officer in Mississippi, you're seven times more likely to die in a traffic collision than you are if you're a law enforcement officer in Iowa. The national average is about 16 deaths per 100,000 population. The law enforcement average for this same time period is 9. So overall, law enforcement is doing pretty well in comparison to the general population, and we would expect that because they are supposedly, the professional drivers who have extra training, better equipment, emergency lights, etc. However, they also typically have greater exposure because we're asking them to respond to more difficult situations when other people might not get in their car and drive. The states that are most interesting to me are the states with differences between those two numbers, a difference between their general driving population fatality rate and the law enforcement population fatality rate. So for example, here in Colorado, the law enforcement fatality rate is 1/3 of the general population fatality rate. So everybody's driving in the same inclement weather that you're getting to enjoy today. So we have the same roads. So all those factors are equal across the populations that we're looking at. However, the rate among officers is 1/3 that of civilians here. Other examples, Washington State, Virginia, and New York, the law enforcement death rate is half that of the general driving population. New Mexico is bad for everybody. Their number is about 24, both for civilians and law enforcement officers. So it seems to be whatever's happening there is happening equally. And so we have a number of, and then one other I'll point out, Montana up there at the top, their rate, law enforcement officers, 25% higher death rate than civilians. They're at 33. That's the highest in the nation. So the questions that my research is looking at are what are the differences in the law enforcement agencies in these states that account for those very different fatality rates? Bringing this down to a more localized level, here's California data where we're able to capture both injuries and fatalities over the period 1997 through 2007. And I will note there was an instrumentation change in the state in 2004, which probably accounts for some of the reporting difference there. However, the trend has continued since then. And this is part of the research that Dr. Rice is working on, looking at the agency level differences within the state. Looking at the causes of these collisions, the law enforcement collisions, as reported on traffic reports, 35% are listed unsafe speed as the primary collision factor. And that's what we call approximate cause. The question is, why were they driving that fast? And that gets at the issues that we believe we will find between law enforcement agencies, issues of culture, expectations. Is the chief asking officers to get to a call quickly as opposed to safely? And those are the sorts of things that we're interested in. By the way, these collision factors are very similar with the general population. I'll tell you a little bit more about our methodology here in just a minute, but we have a practitioner group that works with our research team, and the research team produces the data. The practitioner group tries to interpret that in terms of policy and practice. And these are the critical driving errors that police chiefs, driver training instructors, academy directors have identified coming out of the data as developed by the research team. And you'll notice at the center of all this is driver attitude. And oftentimes when you make this presentation, people will say, well, you know, cops must need more driver training. They must need to improve their skills. And what we are really finding is that they need to change their attitude or their orientation to their driving. In 2008, My team and I published this report where we looked very specifically at different training programs. And so we took Department of Motor Vehicles, reportable collisions over a 10-year period, matched that up with every law enforcement officer in California. We had 144,000 cases over those 10 years. And we were able to look at cohorts who went through different types of training exclusively. And the long and short of it is that training has an impact. That was nice. We were glad to see that being a training agency, the T and Post. The kind of sad news is that it, in the best case scenario, it only made a 10% difference, which helped Post to change its orientation with regard to this research. And that is our Safe Driving campaign, which focuses on what we call situation-appropriate, focused and educated driving, therefore looking at those environmental factors and human factors beyond just training. And very quickly, I will show you the model that we're using now. So we have the research team collecting data. We bring that data to the practitioner group of about 50 people, working together to interpret the data and say, well, how can this be applied now, now that we've found this correlation between this and that, you know, between speed and fatalities. What can you do in terms of policy and training in a law enforcement agency to address that? That group then has developed best practices that then we push out through our advisory board, have an advisory board made up of high-profile law enforcement leaders from around the country. We made presentations a couple of weeks ago at the Major City Chiefs Association, the 52 largest police agencies in the country, and at the International Association of Chiefs of Police meeting to try and get this information out to the practitioners to then create the change that we hope to see. This is my research team, and these are the focus areas that we have underway. Brian Vila in the middle is at Washington State University, Spokane, and we have just received funding to do a laboratory-controlled study using a law enforcement driving simulator where we can bring officers in over a multi-week period. We have a cohort of 44 officers there, get baseline performance on that simulator when they're well-rested, then progressively increase their fatigue level over a period of days to see then how their driving performance is affected by fatigue. Studies, Tom Rice and I are working on these kind of number-crunching, large-scale epidemiological-type studies. Training, we have Ron Tarr from the University of Central Florida, where we have cohorts at the Los Angeles Police Department, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, doing pre-post studies with a training intervention in the middle to see what the impact of that training is. And then Mary Dodge and Kevin Weir are just starting a study at 10 law enforcement agencies in California, doing qualitative assessment of the impacts of agency culture, asking officers about their perceptions of what they're expected to do. And then the policy piece is ongoing with Jeff Alpert and Jerry Williams, kind of doing a textual analysis of different agency policies compared with their training rates. That's my presentation. There is my contact information, and I'll be happy to take questions at the end of everybody else's presentation.
We could take one.
Or I could take one right now.
Hi.
Yes.
Very nice. I'm in your diagram of the various factors you were evaluating, I didn't see a lot of, you know, law enforcement has little computers in their cars.
Yes.
And people are texting and using phones and whatever else. I didn't see it fit into any of the,
That is actually... That's part of the study at Washington State University in human performance. They will have, in addition to the fatigue factors, they have another part that, you know, the cell phone rings, et cetera, while they're in that simulator. So that's how we're measuring that. Sir?
How do the highway patrol guys come out as opposed to, you know, local municipal police?
Sure. Not surprisingly, at least in California, I know off the top of my head that they kill more officers than any other agency in the nation. California Highway Patrol has lost, I think, 7 this year, and just much more exposure.
Yeah.
Sir?
Two quick points. One is, Have you ever compared this population's rate of fatalities to other driving occupations?
I have not, no.
Because I think that would be an interesting thing. I represent state employees and a lot of work, have to drive to work, and that's the leading cause of death for other occupations.
Sure.
And, I was thinking that also comparing, oh, never mind.
All right, thank you.